The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. I'm your host, Benjamin Shapiro, and today we're going to talk about what made the leading omnichannel performance marketing platform Refresh their company's name. Joining us is Keely Jepson, who is the Vice President of Engagement at Fetch, which is America's number one rewards app and leading consumer engagement platform. And in addition to providing us with our guest today, Fetch is also a sponsor of the MarTech Podcast. Yesterday, Keely and I talked about the strategy behind rebranding Fetch, and today we're going to continue the conversation talking a little bit about implementation of Fetch's B2C rebrand. All right, here's the second part of my conversation with Keely Jepson, the Vice President of Engagement at Fetch. Keely, welcome back to the MarTech Podcast.
Thanks so much for having me. Happy to be back.
Excited to have you back here. You know, yesterday I was busting your chops a little by pointing out that it was your first podcast episode. I guess I can't do that. Now you're a podcast veteran. You're back for episode number two. And yesterday we talked about why. Why would Fetch rebrand? They've got 17 million users using an app that helps them catalog their purchases and understand and gamify the process and gain rewards from them. The brand was called Fetch Rewards, and now it's Fetch. And yesterday you basically said, look, our mission is expanding. Our product has gone beyond just rewards, and we wanted a brand that reflected that. I understand the strategy. The scary thing is the implementation. So talk to me about the process that you went through when you're thinking, okay, it's time to rip off the rewards from our brand name and just be Fetch. Where do you go from there, and what makes the rebrand a reality?
So we spent a good amount of time as a team coming together and identifying why this rebrand, why now, what positioning were we trying to share with the world. And I think once we felt really confident about that, the next step was working with our creative team, who sort of pulled together this like vision of how it could come to life through assets. And that kind of gave us something that we could latch onto, and from there, pull it kind of across all of our different touch points with users, and also think about how that came to life on the B2B side.
So when you think about going through the rebrand, you know, the first thing I think about is, well, okay, let's modify the logo. Maybe we're going to revise some of the way that we reflect our brand voice. What are some of the other steps in the process where you go from, we just took the word rewards off the logo, to actually making this something that is meaningful and impactful across the entire organization?
So for us, we had to look at every single asset that users came in touch with. So especially in my world with my team, we're focused on all of our marketing communication. So we had to go through thousands of existing email push and in-app messaging and make sure that it all reflected kind of this new identity that we had. It was a huge undertaking, cataloging every single thing that we had and ensuring that it had evolved to these new standards that we had set for ourselves.
When you talk about the standards that you set for yourself, how did the expectations for the company change as you were going through the rebrand? Was it same company, different name, or did you feel like the mission was changing, so the goals changed and the expectations changed as well?
I think it was a more intentional expression of something that had already been evolving over time. I talked a lot yesterday about how it was really our evolving products and the new feature sets and how that was evolving the way that users were engaging with our app on a daily basis. That was the forcing function that had us thinking about who we were as a company and the reason we needed to evolve. So I think that the rebrand was something that just helped us better articulate who we were and where we needed to go.
A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Time for a one-minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then, and instead of reaching your audience on two channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. So talk to me about some of the internal politics when it comes to rebranding. You make the decision to change the rewards, change the voice. From an internal perspective, is this the CEO says, this is what we're doing, go forth and call yourself Fetch? Is there a team, a committee? Who's actually responsible inside the organization for implementing the rebrand?
I'm sure it varies based on the situation, but at least in our company, the decision was something that our CMO, our CEO, and I think the broader steering team in the company came to the decision that it was worth pursuing this rebrand at this time. It was something that I think had been talked about for quite a while, but for all of the reasons that I already talked about, I think the timing was right with the evolution of the product and how users were using the app, as well as wanting to ensure that our positioning was as strong as possible on the B2B side. For all of those reasons, we decided to move forward with the rebrand.
You know, rebranding is an underratedly painful process. I went through a rebrand. You've gone through a rebrand as well. A lot of marketers have. And there's a whole bunch of stuff that you wouldn't think about that are impacted when you start calling yourself something different. Domain names change, social handles change, you have to modify your content. But more than anything, you're changing the way that you reflect your image to your consumers. As you start to think about the impact on the consumers, did you notice any benefits as you were announcing the rebrand? Did people start behaving differently within the app? Was there a reflection by your customers that the rebrand was or wasn't working?
So certainly our users loved sort of the announcement that we came out with regarding the rebrand. Many of our users were actually calling us Fetch, like long before we did shorten our name to Fetch Rewards. So it felt right. And certainly like with that repositioning and having that clarity of where we wanted to go as a company, I think has allowed us to kind of run further and faster into this rich area of becoming an engagement platform. And in doing that, we've released these awesome features that our users are engaging with more, and our retention has never been better.
Rebrand is not just a changing of your logo. It's a changing of the way that you talk about yourself. It's a changing of the way that you focus and reposition your company in the eyes of your consumer. And making that announcement to the world is something that can be very impactful and also very easily botched. And that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. And that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks for listening to my conversation with Keely Jepson, the Vice President of Engagement at Fetch. Join us again tomorrow when we wrap up our conversation talking about how the star of Mean Girls helped Fetch rebrand. If you can't wait till our next episode and you'd like to learn more about Keely, you can find a link to her LinkedIn profile in our show notes, or you could visit her company's website, which is fetch.com. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, and you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is martechpod, M-A-R-T-E-C-H-P-O-D, on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, B-E-N-J-S-H-A-P. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app, and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.